I'm speechless. You know, when God is in the presence, in our presence, we're not worthy. I count it worthy just to nibble off the crumbs off his table. We just need to be still and bask in the Lord's presence. Be still and know that God is God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your fire falling. Thank you for your spirit coming. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your glory settling in it. Thank you for doing a new thing in the midst of your people. Thank you, Lord, for receiving our sacrifice. The Lord would say he received your sacrifices. He's come down to receive the sacrifices that have been given unto you in this place. Morning, day, and night. He says, I've come down to receive the offering, the sacrifices that's been given unto me. I'm breathing in the sacrifice. My presence is in your midst today because I've come down to receive your sacrifice. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Walk holy before me. Walk holy before me.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with Jesus, but that was the symbolism in the dream. Yeah. He said, if my people will come all the way out and stop trying to hang on to the world, I'll bless them beyond recognition. But they need to do it today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The Lord says, be still and know that I am God. As praise and worship was moving forth, and as they were ministering in music, there became such joy, unspeakable joy, that when we praise the Lord, shackles are removed. I'm trying to keep it together right now. Let me pray. Let me pray. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come. We thank you, Father God, for the mighty visitation of your Holy Spirit. Father, we ask that you will continue to move, touch us, transform us, renew us, Lord. Father, I'm nothing, Father God, but a glove, that without you, I'm just limp. But God, as you put me on, and Father God, I become alive, use me to speak a word to your people. May I not say or do anything that you have not instructed me to do or to say. Let your glory fall. Let your righteousness dwell upon us, in us richly, Lord. We continue to give you your way, that you, Father, will continue to do the great and mighty work in which you have begun in us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Before I begin, I want to share that my wife isn't here this morning because we had a mighty emergency last night. She had been sick all week, and she went and she had the test to make sure she didn't have COVID. It came back negative. But she just didn't feel well. So as I was working yesterday, I called her and I told her, I said, it's imperative that you go to the doctor right now. And so anyhow, she went to the doctor. She said she was going around 7. I got home. Make a long story short, I had to take her to the ER. She had a temperature, I think 101, 102. She went to patient first, and they said it looked like something, her liver was leaking blue fluid or something. Had on her right, in her stomach over here, they said something didn't feel right. And so I immediately went to prayer. I immediately went to prayer. I went to loosing and binding, taking authority over every infirmity, sickness, and disease. I mean, I'm spitting, laying hands, oil, everything that I know how to do. Well, so she went to Henrico doctors and did many tests and CAT scan and stuff. Well, to make a long story short, they realized that her blood pressure was low, but she had a kidney infection and a bladder infection. So she's on antibiotics. We probably got back home maybe 2:30 or 3. So I'm on fumes right now. Yeah. But Pastor knows sometimes when we're tired, we preach some of our best sermons for when we're weak. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God gets the victory. He gets the victory. I want to read something. As I keep hearing fire. Yeah. This isn't the sermon, but I keep hearing fire. Yeah. fire. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more of his name, in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. I don't know. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not say. People, let me tell you something. When the fire of God is in you, you can't keep still. When the glory of God comes upon you, you can't keep still. When Jesus ministered, he spoke in parables to equate and to show us the spirit realm. Understand that. What does fire do? It burns. Anybody got a lighter? Let me put your hand under it. I light it. Let me put your hand on it. You might scream. You definitely will move it. Fire calls movement. You cannot be on fire and stand still. Hallelujah. I don't mean to be screaming. But the fire of God is something to be said about the fire of God. Fire begets fire. Fire is not just about yelling, but when you're on fire and wherever you go, you will begin to ignite wherever you go. Fire begets fire. Now, if when you go somewhere, nothing happens, maybe you need to ask, am I on fire? People recognize when you're on fire. Whether you're screaming or yelling, they recognize something is different about you. Something is different about your life. You're not perfect, because the refiner's fire burns off all the imperfections within you and I. Let the fire fall. Let his Holy Ghost fire fall. I got to do something right now. I'm sorry. I got to do it. Okay. As y'all see, this has nothing to do with the sermon. But we keep talking about, let him have his way. All right. Some of you have lost your fire. Your coals are just smoldering. They're barely red. Your barely warm. You know, God says, I'd rather for you to be hot or cold. Because when we're lukewarm, he says, you're like spit up. I spew you out of my mouth. All right. All heads bowed. All eyes closed. This is for all of us, including me. All right. Some of you, some of us, we've been saved for quite a while. Many times we walk this walk and we're doing the work of God. But sometimes we need to have our fire rekindled, because the wood has burned down. You who desire that your intensity for God increase, raise your hand. Keep it up. You who were once on fire for God, and you know that your intensity, for whatever reason, is not where it was. raise your hand. This ain't no shame in your game. This is a spiritual hospital, people. This ain't time to look pretty, although all y'all are pretty. But this is the time to get sweaty and to get real with the presence of the Lord thy God. Once again, if you want your fire to become more intense, raise your hand. Those that raise a hand, I want you to come up front. Space yourself apart. I want you to begin over here, okay? Everyone that raised their hands. Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. Make sure you have your mask. Make sure you space yourself apart. Okay? Okay. I'm going to walk. I'm going to lay hands on you. And I'm going to impart the fire of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the precious word of the Lord. Faith is the substance of those things hoped for, and the evidence of those things in which we know not. We walk by faith and not by sight. When I lay hands upon you, I want you to say, fire, fall on me. I want you to scream it.
Fire.
Fire fall on her.
Fire fall on me.
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 Rain your fire on me, Lord.
Fire fall on me.
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 Let your fire fall, God. Let your Holy Ghost fire fall. You are the refiner's fire. Burn off everything that is not of you. Lord God, that which is of you, let it sustain, let it dwell, let it be, Lord God. Let us walk, Father God, in your footsteps. God, our path, God, our direction, Lord God, from this day forward, every place we go, God, that, Father God, that the fire would fall. Welcome back. You may be seated. Go ahead, tell it. You want to tell it to the congregation or just to me?
Well, just to you.
Okay.
I took my son fishing. We were fishing, and the gentleman that owns the property came up. He said, let me show you this toy I got. And he pulled this flamethrower out of the back of his truck and gave it to me. And I was shooting a flamethrower. It was the weirdest thing.
What?
I didn't know what, and I didn't think anything of it until just this morning. So I'm going to pray about that.
Amen. Amen. His fire. His fire purifies. His fire cleanses. His fire does not hurt. He is a loving God.
Yes, he is. That's right.
His fire makes us uncomfortable.
Yes.
Whew. I want to, I'm not going to get through this. Doesn't matter. God is an awesome God. Sometimes we have to just stand at all what God wants to do. It's not about me. It's not about anyone. Everything, it's about giving glory to God and focusing not upon me, but focusing upon God. I don't want to take the accolades because I'm nothing. I'm nothing but a mere man. It's similar to when the woman was caught in adultery. And all the men wanted to stone her to death. Most of them probably didn't kick them with her. Obviously she was beautiful. And Jesus just diddling in the sand, and he's listening to the accusations, boom, boom, boom. Let me tell you something. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. The mouth will eventually reveal the true intentions of a man's heart, of a person's heart. I'll share this with you, that when you are dealing with something that is troubling on your job or at home, whatever it may be, you don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Say, God, fight my battle. Say, God, fight my battle. When you and I say, God, fight my battle, God gonna fight your battle. He don't want you to fight the battle. Give it over to him. God is getting ready to do something miraculously. But I want you to stand guard, people. Because as God is beginning to move, the devil is moving. He is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Continue to put on the whole armor of God. Every single day. Recognize that we are in spiritual warfare. We forget that. Put on your whole armor of God. Do not go outside without your suit on, without your sword. Put on the helmet of salvation. Put it on, people. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Walk righteously. Gird up your loins with truth. Shod up your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Put on your peace sandals. Be a peacemaker. Keeping your left hand the shield of faith. Yes. to deflect every fiery dot that the adversary will throw, will shoot, because it's coming. Keep in your right hand, what is it? Sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is the mightiest weapon we can have. But you got to know how to use the weapon. If it seems like you're not winning, now we may lose some skirmishes every now and then, but we won't lose the battle. Because we know at the end of the book who wins. And we are in the army. Hallelujah. I'm going to just give it to you briefly. Because God done what all he want to do. I don't want to mess it up. Five principles of a thankful heart. Such joy. Ha! Unspeakable joy. Don't shout me down. Such joy. You cannot be thankful without joy. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Yeah. Hey, I can't help it this morning. Amen. The fire shut up in my bones like Jeremiah. Amen. I can't help it. Yeah. I told my wife this morning. No, she told me. She said, baby. Oh, she said, honey, I don't know. She said, well, make sure when you stand before people, make sure you're smiling. I said, I ain't no Joel Osteen. I said, I want nobody smiling at me every time they preach it. Well, I get the rebuke and you smiling at me. Oh, I'm not shouting him down. God using him. I can't do it. She said, make sure you're smiling. And I said, well, it depends on it. Defy God falling down on that. Hallelujah. All right. Five principles of a thankful heart. Psalms 100, 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Lord have mercy. How can you not shout hallelujah? And into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth for all. Not some. All generations. Let me tell you something. If we're going to shout somewhere, it should be in the house of the Lord. I shout for football. We shout for many things. I shouted when my grandson was born. I shouted when my baby boy was born. I cried. Why can't we shout for the Lord? Be like David. Dance like David. It's not time to be cute and pretty. It's time to be indignant. Is that a word? Be indignant and to sweat a little bit. As God intensifies the heat. As God intensifies the heat in here and upon us, we got to move. We got to move. All right. Let me give you the five tips. Let me give you the five principles. Lord have mercy. Feel like these little candles burning me up, although I know ain't no heat coming from them, but it sure feel like it. I'll be honest with you. When I first saw them, I'm like, why them things, they really look like real fire. I was sitting over there, I was like, them things, I said the fire burning, but the candle ain't melting. I did think that. Hallelujah. All right. The first crucial word is joy. It's an emotion of great delight or happiness caused by something exceptionally good. That's God. He has sanctified us. He has saved us. He has delivered us. He has set us apart and he has set us free. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful shout unto the Lord, all ye lands. The second one is, the crucial word is gladness. Feeling delighted and pleased, characterized by or showing cheerfulness. Look at it. Look how God has blessed us. Look at how God has blessed us. Are looking at all everyone. You look good. Beautiful clothes on, beautiful seating, carpet. God has blessed us so much. How can we not have a heart of thanksgiving? Even through the struggles and the trials. Because it was difficult yesterday with my wife and I. And I told her, I said, baby, don't worry about coming to church. I got this. I said, get your sleep. Get your sleep. All right. The third crucial word is dependence. This dependence. The state of relying on or needing someone or something for aid and or support. We depend upon the Lord thy God. Or should we? Or do we? All right, the fourth one, crucial word, thankfulness. Feeling or expressing gratitude, being appreciative. All this is in this psalm. Thankfulness. You know, there is something miraculous that happens. Not just when we sing. Because there are many people that can sing. Or they think they can sing. Or sing worship. It's something miraculous when we sing worship to the Lord thy God. We're not trying to look pretty. We're not trying to sound cute. Something supernaturally happened when we praise God and we truly are worshiping the Lord thy God. He says that I inhabit the praises of Israel, which we say he inhabits the praises of his people. We are adopted children and engrafted with the children of Israel. When we truly praise God on one accord, the corporate anointing falls down upon us like, oh, it's like filet mignon. You don't want it to stop. We could just sing for hours because we're basking in the presence of the Lord thy God, the creator of the heavens and the universe. How awesome is that? How awesome is that? We cannot give thanks unless we are truly thankful. We can masquerade, but we cannot truly give thanks unless we are truly thankful. What are you thankful for? Think about it. It's a rhetorical question, so don't answer, but what are you thankful for? Do many of us spend more time grumbling and complaining because we may not have received something we wanted, or it may not have gone our way? But what are we truly thankful for? Do we give God thanks for? Thanksgiving is what flows out of a thankful heart. It flows out of a heart. All right. And the fifth one, and the final one, gratitude. The quality or feeling of being grateful and thankful. Gratitude. You know, God doesn't owe us anything else. Doesn't owe me nothing else. We think we are entitled to stuff. No, you're not entitled to anything. It's only because of His mercy and His grace. Mercy, as I shared before, all mercy is that God not giving us what we deserve. What is His grace? Is giving us what we don't deserve. Everything that we receive from God is because of His mercy and His grace. It has nothing to do that you earned it. We think we're entitled. Be real about it. We be quoting scriptures and all kinds of stuff. I'm entitled. Quoting the word and pulling it. Well, I did this and I did this and I did that. That's a number of works, you know that. You say, well, God, I'm walking by faith. You know, we be just doing all kinds of stuff. I've done it. Let's just worship God. He created you and I to worship Him. To worship Him and to glorify Him. That's why we were created. That is something God needs and desires. See, the angels don't have what we have. See, if they don't obey, as a third of the angels disobeyed, they're out of there. But with us, God has given us a free will, and He wants us to worship Him because we choose to worship and to glorify and to lift up His holy name. Whew. Well, I'm finished. Let God's fire dwell. Let it continue to burn and to just burn off everything that is not pure in your life. Let go. And let God. Let go and let God, so that he can and will receive the glory in your life.